Welcome to the Your Theories About Lost Mega Theory Contest Edition. If you have an incredibly detailed theory of what Lost is about, go to the YourTheories.com message board. Under the Your Theories About It All section, you will find the Mega Theory category. Click on it and post your theory. Entries will be taken from now until the beginning of September, after which you may vote on your favorite Mega Theory on the YourTheories.com website. The winner will be announced the Tuesday before the Season 3 premiere. One of the prizes that will be awarded to the winner will be the Lost Season 2 DVD set. Now start racking your brains and get posting. To hear discussions on all featured Mega Theories, be sure to tune in to the Black Rock Lost podcast. Go to cmyanko.spymac.com or search for Black Rock Lost Podcast on iTunes. You may also give your own audio feedback by calling our voicemail at area code 630-559-1452.
Here's Gokane's theory, entitled The Land of Oz. Okay, don't laugh, I'm being serious here. Here's some background info on my theory. I'll start by admitting that I've only seen Season 1 and a few episodes of Season 2. I've rewatched my Season 1 DVDs and tapings of the Season 2 episodes that I got from my friends a couple of times. Plus, I've read a lot of summaries of the episodes I've missed and listened to several podcasts, all in the hopes of filling the blanks in my theory. So far, it's patchy at best, but I thought I'd throw it out before someone else did, as if anyone else comes up with a theory this weird. My theory? It's all a dream. Alas, the Wizard of Oz. My reasoning? Several things make me think the original idea was that it's all a dream, and the story would be told similar to the Wizard of Oz. There are also several things that make me think the producers may have started it that way, and have changed a little due to the popularity of the show. Here are just a few items that jump out at me. The opening scene of the pilot episode focuses on Jack's eye and zooms it out to start the show, making me think of a dream sequence type shot, and that was why he was in the jungle while all the others were on the beach or in the water. Everyone on the island has crossed paths in the past. We see this through flashbacks. So whoever is dreaming is using people in their real life to fill in all the characters from the show. In the episode Dave says that Hurley is just imagining everything, essentially dreaming, and that if he jumps off the cliff, his mind will realize that he's not real and snap out of it. I would not be surprised at all if Hurley were to make his way back to the same cliff down the road and end the series in just that fashion. The statue in the Season 2 finale has four toes. If memory serves me, the Wicked Witch's henchmen, or the Flying Monkeys, had four toes on each foot and three fingers on each hand. I'll have to go back and re-watch to make sure, but I recall drawing something like that when I was in grade school. Our Mutual Friend by Charles Dickens is being used in the series. I don't want to give away a lot about the book in case people haven't read it and plan on reading it because of Lost, but a major theme is that people are not always who you think they are. In Lost, we have the Others, using disguises, and Walt even says straight up that they are pretending. In Oz, the characters are not who you think they are in two different ways. The Cowardly Lion, the Fake Wizard, the Non-Scary Scarecrow, and they all are also people from her real life. Not to mention that money is another big plot theme in Our Mutual Friend, as well as money seems to have a lot of tie-ins with Lost and the Bad Twin book by one of the other passengers on Flight 815. The phone conversation at the end of the Season 2 finale. The phone rings. Penny sleepily answers, "Hello." The other guy says, "Miss Widmore." Penelope replies and says, "Yes." The other guy says, "It's Oz." And I know a few people will argue about this. Penelope jerks excitedly and turns on the light. The other guy continues, "I think we found it." The camera pans to show Penelope in a state of shock. Why would anyone jump at the words, "It's us"? It has to be something else, and I swear it sounds like he says, "It's Oz," no matter how many times I rewatch that scene. Well, I guess I'll wait to see how many people jump in here and call me crazy. Maybe I've just been in this hatch pushing buttons too long. I'll post updates as I think of more points and watch missing episodes.
Once again, if you'd like to enter the Mega Theory Contest, be sure to visit the YourTheories.com message board. If you'd like to donate prizes or be a sponsor for this contest, please send an email to chris@yourtheories.com. Thank you.